It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
How about now? Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. Popped up.
Popped him up.
We're in the second inning here. All right, welcome to the Little League. This is the second grader, is that right?
Second, third grader.
Of the championship game for Covered Little League here at Ambassador Park. Diamond one. We're in the second inning. We had some technical difficulties getting on board. But we're back now. And the dark gray team is batting, and we're going to go over their lineup. Ty Evers led the game off with a home run. He is the son of Kate now, and he's a second grader. Wrigley Wendell then followed up with a home run.
Back-to-back Johnson.
Mandy and Matt's son, he's a second grader. Cooper Reinhardt, Emily and Chris's son, he batted third. He also got a hit. Then Gabe Fullen can't come up. That's Katie and Mitch's, and he had a big base hit.
Base hit.
And then Ryan Fortkamp come to bat, and he's Dave and Caitlin's son, and he got a hit. Case Zeringer, Jennifer and Dean's, he was on base. Liam Dale, and that is Kira and Jeff's son. Miles Miller, Jennifer and Norb's, he's a first grader. And Kevin Juarez, that's Sarah and Luis. That's my boy.
That your boy?
Yeah, he works for me.
Yeah.
Gus Fortkamp, Kelsey and Kyle, and then Aiden Minnick, Kim and Dave's son. So that's the lineup of the dark gray. A couple kids are missing that. Caden Lamb is on vacation. Vance Toby's vacating, and Corbin Smits. They're all on vacation, so that's three players out for that team.
Nice play.
Something just happened. Now we're on.
Wait a minute. We got loose connections.
Yeah. You hold us.
One and a half. We made her a half, Annie.
Yep. So the light gray team is Tate Huntsman. You go ahead and go over the light gray team.
I got him.
Yep.
Tate Huntsman is Tammy and Justin's mom and dad. Zeke Brown, Mary and Dustin, mom and dad, and Marcus Stogler, Renee and Curtis, Louie Diller, Kenzie and Steve's. Miles Overman is Jenny and Justin's, and Cruz Wilson, Christy and Michael. Hayden Webker is Holly and Kevin's. Kaysen Hine is Kelly and Matt's. Joseph Fortkamp is Katie and Jeff's. Weston Sudoff, Sarah and Kenton. Waylon Albers is Chelsea and David's. And Wyatt William Wilman is Keisha and Mark's. And the coaches for the light gray team, Steve Diller, Curtis Dollar is your head coach, and Dustin Brown.
I forgot to name the coaches of the dark gray team, and they are Matt Wendell, Chris Reinhardt, and Ryan Lamb for that team. So we got an inning and a half in the books, and I don't know what the score is. I'm going to guess it's about 8-6.
Somewhere in there. Sounds about right.
6-6, somewhere in there.
We figured a four for the light gray or the dark gray at the beginning, and I think the light gray got 6.
Scoreboard not working.
Yeah, we can't get anybody to work scoreboard.
I think for the championship game, we'd get scoreboard.
Or pay somebody.
It is a beautiful day, huh? So the gray team, the light gray team's coming up to bat.
Albers?
And looks like this is an Albers boy, so this would be their number, Waylon Albers. So I'll let you go ahead and announce the light gray team.
Waylon Albers, mom and dad are Chelsea and David. All right, Waylon, lead us off here. Coach Curtis Stogler on the mound. Brushes him back.
Throwing a brush back.
Waylon's about to go after Curtis. Popped up. Hey, nice catch by the shortstop. One away. That brings Wyatt Wellman to the plate. Keishon Mark's boy.
Now, was Mark Wellman one of our first quarterbacks?
Yes, he was.
I thought he was, too.
Yes, sir.
In our football program.
Football program.
left-handed hitter.
Swing and a miss.
I can just about bet you Butch is sitting out there watching.
Oh, yeah.
Proud as a peacock.
Grandpa's fired
Butch
up out there.
Butch came by earlier. I think he's out on the right field line, I think, so I'm carrying chairs that way.
Yep.
And he's retired.
Butch, take a break.
Good for him.
Yep. Why, well, big left-hander. Swinging a miss. Got him with a curveball. Curtis throwing heat out there.
Yep.
Back to the top of the lineup, looks like. Tate Huntsman's your hitter.
Throwing heaters up there.
Grandpa Stogler, not happy with the pitching.
Oh, come on. Like last year, we have it. Was it terrible weather last year? Was it lightning out? But we got it in.
Yeah, we got it in. Yeah. It was dark. That's right.
Today is absolutely gorgeous. Wind blowing out the left field.
Oh,
gets a hold of one.
It's time to jack one.
We got doubleheader today.
Yep.
We got
fourth and
fifth grade tournament final after this.
Oh, smash down the left field line over the left fielder's head. Tate's going to get Chosu's wheels. He is flying around the bases.
Could be a homer, depending on the relay.
Oh.
Could be a homer.
He's
going to
run
down.
It in. Nope, he's got to run it in.
He's in a rage. He wanted to come around.
They held him up at third with a triple. Stand-up triple. Zeke Brown comes up.
I believe if I'm who was that kid who hit it?
He got it all, though.
Tate.
I'm running that stop sign.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Yeah. I missed that stop sign. Put HR in the book for me.
Yeah. Stand back, coach. You're just nothing but dust.
There's dust coming out.
Oh, right.
Shot down at third baseline. Base hit. That's an RBI. Looks like an RBI double, I would guess, for Zeke Brown.
Zeke with a rocket.
Zeke hits a shot right on the paint, right on the chalk. Well done. That brings Marcus Stogler to the plate. Marcus got on first inning and scored.
Singled and scored. Marcus.
Singled and scored. Ooh, big swing and a miss. Pop, foul down the old left field line.
About to hit Brian Patch.
My God, Patchy. Popped out. He got under.
Oh.
Oop, that's going to drop, though, for a base hit.
He's got wheels.
Good wheels. Zeke Brown moves up to third on the play.
Marcus is Shogo Yakayami.
Shogo. Yeah. Lewis Diller. Kenzie and Steve's boy.
Hit a bomb first time up.
Right at the shortstop. Oh, he couldn't handle it. Hot one.
Good slide.
That's another base hit. Puts him on first and second.
That's an awesome slide.
That was a good slide. Miles Overman. Jenny and Justin's.
Miles looks like a hitter.
He does look like a hitter. Played shortstop. Looked good out
Curtis
there.
Curtis throwing a BB in there.
Tailing slider from Curtis.
Matt Wendell. Perfect pitcher.
Oh, just nice.
Nice tossing. Curtis is throwing.
Curtis got dancing.
Yep.
Throwing knuckleballs at the kids. Big swing and a miss. Hold his head a little bit there, Bobby. Keep his head in.
Yeah.
Hit that one. Ground ball. Pass the second baseman in the right field. A base hit.
Here comes Marcus.
Marcus is going to go around third and slide in. On a tight play at home.
Slide in.
Okay.
Scores another run.
There we got her.
He's cleaning her up.
Yeah.
This right here. We got Cruz Wilson at the plate. Cruz right at us. Right back at us.
Cruz trying to knock us out.
Cruz says I had enough of the radio announcers.
Well, you're bad mouthing his coach.
Yeah. You don't like it. Ground ball, second base. Oh, second baseman knocks it down, fires to second, not in time. Going to score another run. Light Gray team is hitting the ball good.
Well, they got her going right now. Got behind early, but they battled back.
They did. Kaysen Hine, I think, is our hitter. No, Hayden Webker.
Yep, Kaysen's on deck, I think.
Kaysen's on deck.
Got his baseball pants on like that.
Looks good.
Yep.
Belt. Ground ball, second base. Second base has been a hot spot. Fires over to short, not in time. Base is loaded. Jason Hine, the hitter.
Seen a deer yesterday over there.
Seen one out there?
Yep.
I ain't seen any in a while.
They're back.
A little dope.
Yep, I saw. A couple of weeks ago, I just sat there and watched him for about 10 minutes, just sitting there at the edge of the forest, just eating leaves, having fun.
Never been so happy.
Choked up here a little bit, ain't he?
Yeah. He thinks Kurt's done too hard. Gotta be ready. Popped up. That's gonna go foul.
Have your grandsons been able to catch that deer yet?
Not yet, but we're getting closer. We
got you trapping?
We got to get traps out. He said we need a sniper rifle.
Ooh,
we gotta get one of said, so I don't know what.
Who's gonna shoot it?
Well,
coming back at us.
Spencey Buck got knocked out.
Spencey Buck got took one on a noggin.
Could have been killed.
Yep.
Swinging a foul. Kaysen hanging in there. Fouled it off himself.
Head first slide.
Oh, great.
He's
awesome.
Gotta go back.
Well, now you're going to tell him he's going to go back.
Ball, he's going to rage.
How about somebody telling me a little earlier?
Well, he's...
Miles got 12 hustle. Pounds of dirt.
Hi, how you doing, buddy?
What's your name?
Keegan.
Leon? Keegan. Keegan what?
Brunswick.
Keegan Brunswick?
Keegan Brunswick.
Thanks for getting that ball, brother.
You got this. Kaysen, come on, baby. Didn't like that pitch.
What did he do?
Curse.
Seven pitches.
Oh, you get seven.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. That's a big inning for the old light gray.
Yeah, we got commercials.
Yep, yep.
We got tons of hits and lots of runs.
Yep.
Seventh pitch over his head.
You tell him like seventh pitch? Come on now.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris Experience Suspension.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
We're back, Bobby.
All right, we're back here. Now it's a dark gray
team. Dark gray team, you got them.
Keegan Mullenkamp doing the umpiring today.
Yeah.
Good-looking kid out there umpiring.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate him helping out. In this day and age, hard to get anybody to do anything.
Thank you,
Keegan Mullenkamp.
What if he's fast enough he could go up there and do the scoreboard and do the umpire?
He's pretty quick.
Get him a remote.
He can do it.
You know what they need? It's just we should just have PA. We'd do it right here.
Yep. We, last year they had
Yeah, I know.
Who was in there?
I think
Darian. Darian was in there, and Phil was helping him.
All right, here we go. Top of the third inning.
Big left-hander up here.
Yep. I'm going to guess.
We might have to ask one of the coaches when he come by what the score is so we know for sure. But
We don't worry about it.
We don't care.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, somebody does.
It's going to be a tie.
They don't.
It's going to end in a tie. Score.
Well, Curtis's team beat the formerly undefeated team.
Foul ball back.
Foul ball.
Swing and a miss.
It's a guy with good shoes.
Yeah, great. There's a line shot.
About took his head
that
off.
That one is into left center field.
He hit that hard.
He hit that hard is right.
Shortstop got a haircut on that one.
And he's not going to go to third, and he's going to be in there.
He ain't stop.
Comes into
trouble.
Nice piece of hitting there, buddy. I'm going to say that that last hitter was... Yeah, I don't know.
Keep waiting on some cheering. The boys ain't cheering.
Yeah.
Give us a name here.
I think the next kid might be Zeringer. So that might have been Gabe Fulenkamp just hit. This might be Ryan Fulenkamp.
I like it.
There's a ground ball to first base. First base
is going
to
be a
race to the bag. And he got him for
nice
the first
job.
Time. But the run scores. Nice job. Way to good piece of hitting. Getting a run in. Oh, this kid looking good. He's ready.
Yep.
He is ready.
Yep.
I believe that is Dean's kid.
Dino's?
Yep. Case Zeringer. There's a ground ball
shot.
Base hit. Into left field. Nice job. Case Zeringer. He's over at first base now. Good and that brings hit. Up Liam Dale. Liam Dale. Liam, a right-handed hitter. First grader. So I don't know. I'd say the first grade, that is what they were in. They're going
yes.
to second.
Going yeah. into second, yeah.
Yeah, this is the started graders. In spring, so that's.
Yeah, I put mine in.
That's
yeah. next year what they're going to be. Yeah.
That's April.
There's a ground ball.
Good hit.
Tough play. Throws
oh, no.
over to
great
second
idea.
Base for the first.
Oh.
Goes into center field.
Away they go.
Case is going to go on to third, and he is going to be in there. Nice piece of base running. And now here's Miles Miller, Jennifer Norb's boy. Big second grader. He's ready to go, folks.
Boy, he's a good-looking kid.
Big blue bat. Waves that bat around.
He gets a hold of this.
I don't think you want to mess with this big boy here, Miles.
He can hit one a mile here, I think.
Swing and a miss. Good cut.
Matt Wendell getting more out.
Another swing and a miss. Come on, big guy. Come on.
Shot up the middle.
Ground ball, second base. Second baseman up, throws, goes over.
Got
steps
him.
On the bag.
Good
out.
Idea. Good, nice job.
But the run scores. Case comes around to score. All right. So here is Kevin Juarez.
Come on, Kevin.
Come on, Kevin. He is Sarah and Luis's boy. There's a ground ball, second base. Good job. And he's in there with a base hit.
Oh,
good
no.
job.
Force out of second. Great job by the D.
So that ends the inning. They get a run.
One run, man.
We're going to take yep. a break. And after two and a half, we got a barn burner.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Are you in the mood to win some cold hard cash? The fourth annual Win on the Wall Bash will be held August 26th and 27th, and we are giving you a chance now for the pre-event 50-50 raffle. You need not be present to win. Five tickets cost just $20. Visit wowraffle.com to purchase. The winner will be drawn live on our pre-event show Thursday, August 25th at 7 p.m. live on Facebook, YouTube, and Wabash Television, Channel 70. Don't miss out on your opportunity to win. Get your 50-50 tickets today.
We're back here at Forsyth Field. Big championship.
Diamond one.
Diamond one. First and second graders. Going to be second and third graders next year. Looks like I forgot another coach, Jeff. Like Jeff Fulenkamp's helping out too with the light gray team. Might be his boy leading off.
Yep.
Sure looks
sure
like
is.
It.
Yep, sure does. Sure does.
Sure looks like him. Joseph Fortkamp going to lead off for the old light gray team. I think they're ahead 9-7.
Thrower.
It's a barn burner. Oh, hit him on a hand. Jammed him. Curtis just throwing BBs.
There's the complete. Brush bam out.
Ground ball right at the first baseman. He made a nice play. Scoops, goes to the bag, one away. That brings Weston Soot off to the plate. Saren Kenton's boy. Kenton plays softball, and he could run like a deer, Bobby.
Is that right?
Oh, my God, was he fast.
And he could hit pretty far, too.
Yeah, he hit the ball pretty good.
Yeah, he's a good hitter.
Ground ball. Five ball again.
I was
right on
it. Couldn't hit two more identical balls.
Weston.
Ooh, nice job. Catch.
Catcher.
Doink.
Ooh, another shot to the first baseman. Foul.
Ooh, slides in
halfway.
Hits
the brakes.
Yep.
Hits the brakes halfway. Slides. Comes back. It's going to be close. Curtis usually gives him a warning. I think he gave him the old seven-pitch warning right there, Bill. Foul ball. He stays alive. You can have more than seven pitches if you
last one. Off. Nope. Last one, he said. Come on, kid. Come on, kid.
Trainer out here. Nope. Got him with the heat. Two away in the inning. Waylon Albers comes up.
Waylon has his own helmet, so that's big.
That is big.
You watch them girls, they all have their own helmets.
Do they?
Do they?
They say they do because of
headlights.
Cooties, right?
Cooties, never thought about that.
Yeah, girls do have cooties, don't they?
I forgot. Lots of cooties.
That. Yep. I had to worry about that since
don't
grade school.
Don't want to pass cooties on. Ooh, swing the foul.
Right on to that one. Right on.
Now this is
Waylon Albers.
Okay, Chelsea and Dave Albers.
Go. Ground ball to second. Oops, through the wickets.
All right, good
Waylon's
job.
Going to beat it out for a base hit.
Good job.
That brings Wyatt Wellman to the plate.
What inning are we in here, P?
We're in the bottom of three, I believe. Going six tonight. Unless we go extras. No, no, we might go extras. It's a good game.
And are they playing six?
Six. Yep, I think. Well, that's a little late. Quicken her up a little bit here, bud.
Anyway, anyway.
A little coaching, a little help. I like it. Teammates, loving him.
Come on, Wyatt.
Knocker.
Kids are giving him some encouragement.
That's right.
Curtis ran out of eggs. Last one. Got him.
Good try, kid.
That's the inning. No runs, no hits. I think it's still 9-7.
9-7 after three.
After three.
Wow. Are you in the mood to win some cold, hard cash? The fourth.
Summer grilling season is here, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their prices are the lowest around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound. T-bones, New York strips, and bone-in ribeyes are $7.99 a pound. Their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties, and Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3. 18-ounce packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99, and chicken leg quarters are 99 cents a pound in a 10-pound bag. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Get everything for your summer grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
We're back here. I was going to play another commercial, but it didn't want to play.
Didn't want to play. We're back at her.
So
we got to get a different hookup.
Hookup?
Yeah, we got to make it so all we got to do is hit a button.
Well, like a mouse. My mouse died.
No, we got to figure out. We get a button. Just everything. All you got to click. We're on the air.
Well, I did it yesterday. It worked.
It just knows when it's, it knows when it's game time.
Yep.
Wait a minute, it's game time.
The last high school baseball game we had worked perfectly.
Working great.
You got exactly a new like power thing?
Yeah.
Flash fish.
Probably a good thing since they didn't open up the press box so he could plug anything in.
Ooh, that's right.
Oh, is that your generator?
Well, it's a power tank.
Source.
All right, here we go. Yep. Top of the fourth inning. Yep. This has got to be, I'm going to say... What's this boy's name? Is this Manic? I can't tell either. Oh, is that Gus Fortkamp? Yeah, that's who it was. Yep.
Gus looks about right.
All right, here's Gus Fortkamp. Coaches are now meeting over the score. Could be a fisticuffs out here.
This could be, yeah.
Here comes another coach coming in.
Yeah, one team back has them outnumbered 2-1.
Or we batted out of order. We got a 2-stroke penalty.
Could be 2 outs. Starting the game with 2 outs.
Now we got a little shoving going on. Everybody just got hit in the mouth with a ball.
Oh, took one to
complete
the chop.
Chaos here at the Little League Finals. And now we're ready to go. All right, Gus Fortkamp. Come on,
Top
Gus.
Top of four?
Top of the fourth inning. Gus swings in, foul tip. Pitch number 2 to Gus. Swing and a miss. So in case you're not familiar with this, this is a first and second graders, actually second, third. And you get 7 pitches, so you can swing at 6 of them, and if you hit that 7th one, it still counts.
Yep.
So that's how the game is played down at this level. There's a rocket to third. Marcus up, fires it across,
and
he's in there. Good stretch by the first baseman. But that's a base hit.
Pretty nice play there by Marcus.
For Gus Fortkamp.
It's a long throw.
Here's Aiden Minnick.
Here comes Aiden.
Kim and Dave. Kim was a good softball player in her day. Kim didn't play. I think she played girls softball.
Yeah.
Who? Kim Braun. Kim Minnick. Absolutely. Jeff was never any good. Matt was.
No.
No. Uncles. There's a rocket foul.
No. Ooh, that hit that just so close.
Come on, Aiden. Come on, kid. The pitcher's pitch here. The coach's pitch at this level, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Swing and a miss. So Matt Wendell's doing the duty here for the dark. Great team. That was outside. Pitch number 3. Pitch 4.
Ooh.
Rocket.
Second
baseman. He bobbles it.
Going to try to
tell everybody in there. A base hit.
Couldn't find a hand.
A base hit. We got commercial playing, Spencer.
I got commercials going on.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, we got to get our money.
It's only 20 minutes late.
We got to get our money.
That's the one that wouldn't play 5 minutes.
It's back.
All right, here's top of the order. Ty Evers. Ty hit one about to Salamone last time up for a home run.
He hit far.
And it's got to be
first.
Al has
second.
No athletic ability, so it's got to be all Kate.
Got to be Kate.
Yeah, because Al never played baseball in his life.
Don't know which hand I'll hit.
Ground ball hard hit to shortstop. Nice play by the shortstop. Gets the force out. Good job.
Nice job.
White Gray team has pretty solid defense.
Defense not too bad.
So now there's one out. And here's Wrigley Wendell. Wrigley also homered.
He had a big bomb first, didn't he? Dad pitching to him.
Dad says, be ready, buddy, because here comes a heater. That is
rip at it.
For a foul ball. Pitch 2, swing and a miss. Come on, kid. Come on, kid. Keep your eye on the ball. Pitch 3 is low and a
shot down the line.
That one. Oh, a great play by the right fielder. Base hit. Run scores. Runner goes to third on the corners.
Yes, sir. We got him on the corner.
And it's now 9-8, the score with runners on the corners. One out here in the top of the inning number 4.
We got a barn burner here today.
We're playing 6. Here's Cooper Reinhardt.
We're looking for trophies tonight. This is big.
Cooper Reinhardt. That is a
sponsoring this trophy? Is that Hastings Auto Sales?
I don't know. There's a ground ball base hit.
That's in the middle. They're going to have to chase
one run is going to score. Wrigley's around
Wrigley's second.
He's going to
third. There's
going to bring Wrigley around. And he is going to score. And the score now 10-9.
New leaders.
The dark gray team takes the lead. Nice piece of hitting. Cooper Reinhardt. Cooper hit that one hard. Here's Gabe Follenkamp.
Play next game.
Oh, swing and a miss. Where are we playing at tonight? Let's go. We got to go. We're joined here by the prettiest girl in the park.
Prettiest girl in the park.
That face is a little dirty.
Right at Marcus.
Marcus says golf time.
Marcus says, Velva. Made a nice play.
Yeah. We're joined here by JoJo. Hi, JoJo. Can you say hi? You smell like syrup.
Pancakes for supper.
What do we have for supper?
Oatmeal.
Ooh, that makes you big and strong. Did you have oatmeal today?
Good job. Right.
Dad threw it away. Grounded just foul.
Just foul.
Hey, good luck, Laner.
Let's go. Big game.
Come on, Laner. Let's go, buddy.
Kind of kiss?
No, Bob.
Nope. All right. Stop back down. There's a ground ball to first base. First baseman says, I got her, boys. Good hustle, safe.
Great hustle, buddy. Calls him safe.
Give that kid a gold star.
Good hustle.
Follenkamp. Good job, buddy.
Hustling the whole way.
Base is loaded now. Here is Case Zeringer.
Come out.
I think just one.
Maybe one, yeah. I ain't been paying attention. It was 10-9. What is it now? Did they score anymore?
I don't think so. Runners, bases loaded now,
don't we? This is big.
Case. Come on, Case. Ground ball, slowly hit.
Slow roller.
That is going to be a tough play. Play at the plate. Nobody's.
Flanker. Flanker. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Uh-oh,
he's going back.
The wrong way.
Whoa, they got to go at each other.
We got complete chaos.
We had a little confusion.
He said go, so
he went back.
So now the bases are loaded and another run scores. And I think that makes it 11-9.
Yep.
And here is.
If you bat around, is that the
Liam Dale?
I think so.
So two more hitters would be up. Miles Miller and Kevin Juarez. All right, Liam. Come on, kid.
Liam Dale.
I like the socks going up.
Ooh,
there's
nice
a
shot.
Ground ball to the shortstop.
I think
they'll get the force out and
good
they get
job,
the tag.
Good job.
Nice job by the shortstop. Runner scores, though. Makes it 12-9 now. And here comes Miles Miller. Miles needs a longer bat.
Miles got a toothpick.
Yep.
He'll break that dude if he swings hard.
Miles got some guns on him. He would
be done. Shot
rocket.
Up the middle.
Oh, he could touch the bag. Oh, he bobbled it.
He bobbled it.
And,
now he's going dagging. It's the last inning anyhow.
Last inning?
I mean the last batter.
Another batter.
They had another batter?
I think so.
Yep. Juarez, yeah.
All right, in the inning, though. Big inning.
I think they got
three or four. 12-9. Light gray trailing by three. Good inning for the dark gray. We'll be back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy and try one of our specialty sundaes. The Cookie Monster looks like it sounds. Blue ice cream, cookie dough, Oreo crumbs, topped with more cookie dough and Oreo crumbs, peanut butter sauce, and two Oreos for the monster's eyes. Or how about the Campfire Sundae? Vanilla ice cream, chocolate syrup, mini marshmallows, graham cracker crumbs, and topped with whipped cream. Or the Mac Attack. Vanilla ice cream, peanut butter, chocolate, and caramel, topped with crushed pretzels. Give them all a try. I bet you can't pick just one favorite. and Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. So stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert today. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 p.m. and Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Ready?
Chainsaw boys.
We're back.
Back at it.
In the, looks like the bottom of the fourth.
Bottom of the fourth, top of the lineup. Tate Huntsman is going to lead it off. For the light gray, chasing down about a two-run deficit right now. 11-9, I think. Bottom by
12.
12-9. You're right. They did score another one.
12-9.
Oh, my. Shot in the left field. That's going to go to the fence.
That one is to the fence. If he don't have a home run here.
Tate got all of that one.
Tater.
They just got to the ball.
Tate could go around again. I think he could make another
circle.
He
could go one more time around. He's going to slide hard into home. Nice job. Home run for Tate.
Who's that? Tate?
Huntsman. Tate hit that ball.
Yep.
Tammy and Justin's.
Yeah. That was a one-hopper off the fence.
That was a bomb. Zeke Brown is your hitter.
I think that makes it 12-10.
12-10. We got a barn burner tonight. Both teams hitting the ball good. Marcus Stogler on deck. Didn't like that pitch.
Nice job, catcher.
One hop that one, didn't
he? Yeah. That might went right in his chest protector, that last one. I think it did.
Popped right in there.
Yeah.
Ground ball.
Oh, good
pitcher,
job.
Nice play. Fire over to first. Got him.
Nice.
Very nice. Very nice play. One away.
Marcus Stogler to the plate here. He's had two pop ups.
Yeah.
Two hits. We got to hit the ball on a line.
Yeah. Just pulling his head just a schmidge.
You are awesome. All right, Marcus.
Marcus Stogler. Renee Curtis's boy. Dad firing the pitches into him. Ground ball, slow roller to second. That's a base hit. Marcus got good wheels. Definitely did not get that from Grandpa.
No, Grandpa right now is...
He's still coming
he's
out
in
of
the dugout.
He's still in the box trying to
mad,
get out.
Mad because he didn't hit hard.
Yeah. Lewis Diller, your hitter. Kenzie and Steve's. I think he's got a home run tonight, yeah. Bobby. Shot to short.
Oh,
nice play by the shortstop.
He's out.
Force
nice
out.
Play.
Nice play there by the shortstop. Flips it over to the second baseman. Two away.
Jeez.
Woo.
Whip that bat out of the way.
Fired it back out.
He's ready to go. Get this bat out of here,
get
boys.
Get this out of my way. Miles Overman's your hitter. Miles shot up the
that's
middle. That's going to go to the fence, I think.
That's a homer.
He's chasing it.
Depends on the relay.
Yep. Louis Diller's going to score. I guarantee you that. He's coming hot.
Here he comes. Look at him.
He didn't even look at the third base coach. He's taking her in. Home run for Miles Overman.
That might be his second homer of the day.
I think it is. He is that tied up?
I think it tied her up. That's a laser shot.
Hey, 12, somebody 12? Got the scoreboard on.
We got the board on. Shot, second baseman. That's a base hit.
Boy, we got a barn burner here.
It's a great game.
Ambassador Park.
That's that was Cruz Wilson. Yeah. Now Hayden Wepker is coming up. Bottom of four. Hayden, Holly, and Kevin's boy. Oops, he's got his shoe untied. Coach Warkamp, very observant on that one.
Yeah, he could have got to first base. First baseman steps on his shoestring. He can't go.
Kaboom, there. Down he goes. Hayden Wepker. Jason Hine on deck.
I think we got her.
He's ready to go now.
No, you're good.
We got a runner at first. Hayden's a hitter. Ground ball to first. First baseman picks it up, steps on the bag. He's got it. I think that ends the inning. But in the inning, they tie it up. We think it's 12-12.
We do. Scoreboard's
on.
Got
a barn
burger. Don't have anything up.
Yeah, they're starting to get her going here. So we'll know here for too long. Going into the fifth inning.
What?
Neil, pay the bills. What?
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and superb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The 10th Annual Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament is coming up on July 22nd and 23rd at Forsyth Park. The tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery graduates, spouses, fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Your team should consist of former classmates graduating in the same year, or as needed, you can combine classes to form a team, and each team needs to have a minimum of 5 ladies and 5 guys per team. Spot in the alumni tournament before Monday, July 18th by contacting Cole Wendell at 419-852-7141. The entry fee is $125 per team. Watch their Facebook page, 2022 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, for updates and game schedules. Food and refreshments will be available at the tournament, so grab the whole family and head down to Forsyth Park for a weekend full of fun and socializing with old and new friends. The 2022 Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, coming up on July 22nd and 23rd. Be sure to sign your team up before July 18th. Get down there. It's always a lot of fun visiting with friends you haven't seen for a while.
We're back here. Fourth inning is complete. It's tied up 12-12. We got a barn burner, Bobby.
It is a barn burner fee. And
yes, sir.
These teams have battled, and it's going to come both down teams to a wire. I got a gut feeling.
This could be a walk-off.
You think it could be a walk-off?
Yeah, I'm predicting a walk-off today. It's going to be a fun one. Who you got leading off?
All right, so here we go. It looks to me like, you know what? Kevin Juarez.
I believe it is.
Yep. He looks ready.
Kevin, you want to be a third grader?
He's fired up.
There's a ground ball shortstop. Shortstop up, throws it across.
Oh, nice play. They might have got him.
Nice play.
They did get him.
Shortstop and a good play by
Marcus down there with the big stretch. Nice job.
One up, one down here in the top of the sixth inning, top of the fifth inning. All right, so here is Gus Fortkamp. Gus looking good with his yellow tennis shoes on, yellow shoestrings.
Looking good.
Matches his bat. That's what I like.
Yep.
Swing and a miss.
It's fluorescent. He's not going to get lost.
Another swing and a miss. Come on, kid. Come on, kid. On the ball. You get 7 pitches here at this level. This is the first and second graders. Actually, second and third now, following school year. The pitchers are pitching. Now, the next game is, I think that would be like the Little Leaguers. So there's a line drive.
Nice
base
shot.
Hit. Left field.
Big
takes
Gus
a big turn. He is going to go to second. Throw at second. Going to be play.
Ooh.
And he's in there. Nice job. A double.
Good hustle.
For Gus Fortkamp. And here's Aiden Minnick. Aiden with a base hit last time up. And then the top of the order with Ty Evers. Fort Recovery Radio, every year we like to bring you the finals of the Little League and T-ballers. And
always a good time.
And absolutely, we like doing this. And it'll be in the archives, so that's how you're going to hear it. There's a grounder to first base.
It'll be close.
Just foul. Marcus was on that one.
Marcus thought he had him.
One out, runner at second. Score knotted at 12. Here in the top of the fifth inning. Swinging a miss.
Got a high one.
That was a little high cheese on it.
A little high cheese. Can't stay off that.
There's a ground ball back to the mound.
Ooh.
Bobbled. Everybody's going to be safe.
On the corners.
Now they got him on the corners, and it's the top of the order. Ty Evers. Ty has gotten a home run. He's got his black baseball pants on, looking like a player. Fly ball, right field. Right fielder's.
Wait a minute.
He didn't catch it.
I think he caught it. He's going to double him up. He's doubling
that
him
was
up.
Some catch.
Wait a minute. No. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, that can't happen.
And they got him.
Oh, good hustle.
That would have been unbelievable.
Helps him up.
Good
great
hustle,
play
Hayden.
By the right fielder.
Actually, he's a second baseman.
Wow, he went back and got that. Great catch.
In the inning, no runs, no hits.
I don't think they scored that run either.
No.
They shouldn't have.
And after five and a half, 12-12 is your score. 12-12.
Should be 12-12.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have three times the wear life of our second generation and six times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Trying to get things sorted out here.
All right, we're back at it.
So we just discovered this is the last inning.
This is a five-inning game.
Yeah. Five-inning.
So okay. Looks like they need one to get even. 13 to 12.
All right. Now we're going to figure out who's up here, Bobby.
It's that guy right there.
That guy right there is up.
Is that Hines?
The guy with the bat swinging?
It's not Kaysen.
It's not Kaysen.
Yeah, it is. That is Kaysen. Yep.
Yeah, Kaysen's up.
That is Kaysen.
Say hi, Bubba.
Kaysen Hines.
Yeah. This is it. We need one to get
this
even.
This is it.
This is the last inning?
Yep. This is the last inning. It's a barn burner. Kaysen Hines. Going to lead off. Kelly and Matt's boy, followed by Joseph Fort Camp, and then Weston Sudall.
Oh, this is all of this.
They need one to tie, two to win it.
Yep. This is it. This is the end of the game.
We getting everybody where they're positioned? Coach is about ready to go. Final inning. All right. Curtis is going to start him off. Kaysen Hines, the first hitter. Big swing and a miss.
Foul.
Foul her off.
Joseph guns it to the coach.
Fires it over to Dad. It's fouled off.
Jeez.
He's right on it.
Just piece of it.
Just
every time.
Missing it. Oh, there's a shot down the third base line. There we go, the fence. All the way out to the scoreboard.
Uh-oh. This could tie it.
He is flying
this
around second, heading to third.
It.
He's rounding third, heading for home.
Here we go.
And he's in with a home run to tie the ball game. One more of them, Bobby. Well, we got.
Oh, walk-off.
Walk-off time.
Oh, man. I hate walk-off games. These poor kids. Come on. That's a heck of a hit.
That was a great hit.
Yep.
Kaysen hit that good. Joseph Fort Camp's a hitter. Weston Sudoff on deck. They need one more run to win this thing. Ground ball.
Tough play.
Pitcher. Nice play. Comes up, fires, got him.
Nice job.
Well, we might go 15 innings here, boys.
This could go forever. One out. Weston Sudoff's your hitter. Ground ball, pitcher. Makes the play, fires it all the way over, and he dropped it. So he's safe.
All right, let's go back tomorrow.
Close play there, but the ball got away from him a little bit.
Winning run at first.
A winning run is at first. That brings Waylon Albers to the plate.
Ooh, headshot.
Foul. Clunked him a little bit in the noggin. Ground ball, second base.
Tough play.
Second baseman.
Everybody's
nowhere
safe.
To go.
Nobody gets any. That brings up Wyatt Wellman.
Come on, Wyatt.
Come on, Wyatt. One time, baby. We got him on first and second.
One out.
This is big.
Winning run at second, one out.
Wouldn't just I love to see this kid get the winning hit.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Come on, buddy.
Oh, had a high pitch. That's he liked the high cheese.
Better cut
He's
at.
He's got a better cut at. He liked the high cheese. Don't get him inside. Ooh. He don't like the inside pitches.
My bad. Pitcher says.
Curtis says, I got to get it. Get
Coach
her outside.
Brushed him back.
Ooh, good cut.
So anyways.
I mean, we got the finals of the Little League coming up after this one.
Yep.
Be the major league. This is minors.
Come on, buddy.
Final pitch. Come on, big fella. Get ahead. Swing and a miss. Just missed it. Two away.
Two outs,
and that brings the leadoff hitter, Tate Huntsman.
Big tater.
Tate's had a couple taters today, yeah. I think. He can get one more hit. This one's going to be
winning run at second.
A light gray win.
Coach Wendell repositioning his defense out there.
Yep. Guy at second.
He is.
He is fired up. He knows he's a winning run.
Ooh.
Oh, off the shin guards. That hurt. Here's the pitch. Swing. Whoa. Whoa.
Puts one in the parking lot.
Pulled her straight back.
Right over the dugout.
He got all that one.
Got around on that one, we'll call it.
That one he got. Yes, missed it.
Yep, we're going 15
innings. Tate's fired up. Tate says this thing's ending right here, boys.
Tate's trying to hit too hard. He's trying to hit her too hard.
He's trying to crunch. He just got to put her in play.
Left fielder's out there. Look at him. He's looking where that other ball is. Uh-oh.
This is going to be he's getting close to the seventh pitcher. Tate looking for a hit here to win it. Swing and a miss.
One more pitch.
Tied at 13.
Last one.
Two
here
outs.
It is. This is big. We go overtime or not? Ground ball foul. He stays alive, doesn't he? Yep. You hit a foul, you stay alive, I think. You can have more than seven pitches. Here's the pitch. Shot down the third baseline. That's the base hit. Oh, they go all the way to the fence. Tate has just drove in the winning run. Walk off. Winner.
They're bringing
light
him around.
Gray team.
They're bringing him around.
He's coming around. He's going to score on a home run and a big slide at home plate. Nice job, Tate. Great game, fellas. That was a barn burner.
That was a barn burner.
Looks like the light gray team wins it.
You guys did a great job.
14-13. Well done.
We're going to take a break and then we'll come back with the trophy presentation.
Yep.
And we're going to try to talk to a couple of players.
Yeah, maybe get a couple guys over to talk to.
Yep.
All righty.
We'll be right back.
Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio this Independence Day as we will continue our tradition of presenting the reading of the Declaration of Independence as read by John F. Kennedy. We will broadcast this reading at the top of the hour at 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m. on Independence Day.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Don't miss the reading of the full document of the Declaration of Independence by John F. Kennedy this Independence Day at 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m. right here on Fort Recovery Radio.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, we're back here in the finals of the minor league game. Was the light gray team winning it 14 to the dark gray team 13 in a barn burner and a walk-off base hit, just like my announcing partner, Mr. Harold, said. He felt like a walk-off, and by golly, that's what happened.
That's what we had. They did not disappoint the old second and third graders on both teams. It was a fun game, a lot of good plays in the field, and, man, they hit the ball good.
They did hit the ball good and a good defense, and both teams got a lot to be proud of. And I know in Little League, when you lose that championship game, oh, man, that's a heartbreaker.
Oh, you want to win that thing, yeah.
I think now they're going to go out and they're going to shake hands, which is probably the perfect. Well, we're waiting.
No,
we're going to do that yet.
Do a little running.
We got some trophy presentations. Trophy? We got moms with cameras wide
open.
Oh,
we got to take pictures. That's right.
And we're going to try to get a couple kids on here. Matter of fact, I know we're going to get some kids on here.
Yeah, we'll see if we can talk to some of them.
And talk to the winning team and the players off the losing team. But this level, there is no winners.
No losers. No losers.
Well, especially in the championship game, that you have to work. You have to beat a couple of teams to get here. So
yeah, that's right.
I'd have a few wins to get here.
And that's exactly right. And they're handing out the trophies now to the championship team.
Remember back in your day, that was big to always bring a trophy. You know?
Oh yeah,
put her on the old TV.
Yep, that's right.
Bragger.
I like to brag.
I saw a trophy once. Wasn't mine.
Didn't get
yours?
One.
No. Tom Bryan got it.
Yeah, he gave it to you.
No. I got to see him get it, though.
Hey, that's good.
Yep. I think Tom Bryan pitched for the I think he was pitching for the we were the Indians. Tom was something. Hybe was the Yankees, I think.
Yep.
Steve Diller.
Scared the heck out of me. Threw that ball 40 miles an hour. Scared me to death.
Yeah.
Why don't you send Lewis and Marcus over here?
Yeah, so.
So it's 7 versus 8. We only have 7 players.
Whoops.
We won with 7 players the other night.
Nice.
So we're trying to finding out about the next game.
Get more.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll get all that.
Yep. Whenever you get it ready there. So the want to take a break?
Yeah.
We'll just take a little break here.
Take a little break while we're getting
ready. And we'll come back, hopefully talk to a couple of the players on the light gray winning team. Back in a minute.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Wow. The 4th annual Win on the Wall Bash will be held on August 26th and 27th in Fort Recovery. This ages 18 plus event offers something for everyone, including music, food and drinks, exhibitors, vendors, games, and of course, many ways to win. Our lineup of raffles includes the Saturday Super Raffle, Friday Night Toe and Go Raffle, pre-event 50-50, Friday Night and Saturday 50-50s, attendance drawings, and many other side raffles the days of the event. In total, nearly $1 million worth of prizes will be given away throughout the weekend. Other entertainment includes headlining musical artist Caitlin Schmidt, Saul Creek, Jake Worthington, and Drew Parker. Weekend entry wristbands can be purchased at the gate for only $10. Check out all the details at wowraffle.com, and we'll see you August 26th and 27th in Fort Recovery.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville.
They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at ClinchernandSons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
All right, we're back here.
I got it.
In the dugout, and we're joined by two members of the winning team today.
The winning?
Marcus Stogler and Louie Diller. And Marcus, how you feeling about the big win tonight?
Good.
Good? Who's your parents?
Renee and Curtis.
So was you a little nervous coming into that last inning, trailing by one against a good team? So,
you guys
but
did a good job.
Who had the big hit there?
Tate did.
Tate hit the ball good all night, didn't he?
Yep.
So talk about how much fun it is playing Little League Baseball.
A lot.
You like it?
Fun?
Yeah.
So you going to play in any tournaments?
Yeah.
Maybe play in another tournament or so, get an all-star team together?
Probably
will.
Now, are you playing at Coldwater? I think
is Minster.
Minster?
All right.
That'll be fun.
So how'd you play tonight? How many hits you get?
Three.
How many runs you score?
One.
Scored one run?
No, two.
Well, you did a good job, buddy, and I'm sure everybody's proud of you. You got to keep practicing, right?
Got to keep practicing. You did a great job in the field, too. That's what you got to do. Field it and throw it.
Yep.
Good job.
All right, let's hand it over to Louie here.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, buddy. Good job. All right, we're joined by another member of the team, and what's your name?
Louis Diller.
And who's your mom and dad? Did you
win last year? Steve Diller and Kenzie Diller.
So what did you think of that game tonight?
Good.
Good game? How'd you do?
Good.
Did you have any hits?
Yeah, I got a double on my first hit.
Did you really? How do you like playing baseball?
Good.
You like it? Is that your favorite sport?
Yeah.
Do you play other sports?
Yeah.
Do you? What other sports you play?
Football.
Yeah.
You probably like them all, don't you?
Who's your favorite team? You like the Reds?
Yeah.
You like the Reds? How about football? Who you like?
Bengals.
What?
Oh.
How about the Browns?
Browns.
They suck.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Oh.
Whoa.
Huh?
Whoa.
The Browns.
Browns are for real.
Huh? Well, I'll tell you what. You did a good job today.
Great job. That's a big trophy you got
there,
too.
Nice.
That's pretty awesome.
Congratulations, buddy.
Good job.
Keep working, okay?
Keep playing hard.
All right. That is Marcus Stogler and Louie Diller.
Louie Diller. Good kids.
We're going to get a couple kids off the other. I'll run them down. You hang on.
Yep.
Kill a little time?
Yeah, we can kill some time here.
Yep. Want to take a little break here?
We'll take a break, come back. Maybe have a couple players off of the dark gray team.
Yep. Back in a minute.
Get her?
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cupid Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cupid Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cupid Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cupid Farms, more than a workplace.
The National Night Out, sponsored by the Fort Recovery Police Department, will be held on Sunday evening, July 17th at Ambassador Pool and Community Park from 5 to 8 p.m. This is a free event for all Fort Recovery area families, and children under 12 will need to be accompanied by an adult. There will be free food and drinks and free swimming. One of our police cruisers will be there, along with a Southwest Mercer fire truck and the Squad 3 ambulance. Come on up to Ambassador Pool and be part of the National Night Out, Sunday, July 17th, from 5 to 8 p.m., sponsored by the Fort Recovery Police Department.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas.
So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, we're back here at Ambassador Park.
Back
we just had the final minor league game, and and the light gray team defeated the dark gray team 14-13 in a great ball game. We're joined by a couple members of the dark gray team, and who we got here? What's your name? That's you, big fella.
My name is Miles Miller.
Miles Miller. And your mom and dad?
Jennifer Miller, Nora Blink.
All right. So how did you guys, how did you have fun today?
Yeah.
Yeah? You like playing baseball?
Yeah.
Man, that was a heck of a game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You should be real proud of, you were proud of how you guys played, right?
Yeah.
You hit the ball good today.
Yeah.
How many hits you have?
Two.
Two hits? A couple hard ones up the middle, if I remember right.
You got a girlfriend?
No.
Huh?
No.
No?
Good. Sure?
That's a girl. That a boy. So what did you think of that game? We was nervous there at the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had to run like an animal to second base.
You did have to run like an animal to second base.
You did have to.
And you are an animal, ain't you? You keep practicing, okay?
Okay.
You're going to be a good baseball player.
Nice job. Give it up. Give the headphone to your buddy there. All right. What's your name?
Wrigley Wendell.
Wrigley, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Looking good? Good game today. You guys played well. It just came so close, didn't you? But still, you're a winner. That's big.
Did you get a trophy?
Yeah.
Nice one. Who's this little girl? Is it your sister?
Yeah.
Why is she carrying your bat?
Because I'm not.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what did you think of this season? Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
You play a lot of baseball? Do you?
Yeah.
Now, you're probably a big Browns fan and a Reds fan?
No.
No?
No.
A Reds fan?
No.
Oh, Buckeyes fan, probably.
No.
Yeah, Dodgers?
Huh?
You don't like the Dodgers, do you?
No.
Who you like?
Cubs.
No.
Cubs.
What's your favorite sport?
Probably baseball.
You play them all, though, probably, I bet, don't you? Well, you had a heck of a game today, okay? You keep playing, all right? Keep practicing.
Keep working hard. That'll make you better. Got to keep listening to him.
Good job.
All right, buddy. Good job.
That's a couple members of the dark gray team.
Dark gray team.
And that was a heck of a ball game. And
that
now we got the major league.
The majors.
And we got a couple lineups here, Fee. And,
yep.
And,
9 and 10 year olds.
So here's the dilemma with this game. We got a lot of kids out on vacation.
Bunch of vacationers right now.
Yeah. So each team is a little depleted. And I'm going to go over the first team.
Okay.
And it well, tell you what, you go. Here, let's switch this one. Let's go this way.
That's the dark gray team there, right?
Okay, this is the dark gray team?
I think.
All right, so I have Wesley Brown. That's Trish and Mike's boy. Tice Dilworth is Nick and Tracy's. John Ben, John and April. And it looks like Xavier Tobin, which is Jarrett and Lisa's. And Will Eichenhauer is Ashley's. Lucas Winter is Dan and Carla. And Mitchell Gear is Chainsaw and Melissa. Jason and Melissa.
Jason and Melissa.
And let's meet team two.
I ain't sure. I think they're purple. Can't tell down there.
Yep.
Might be black or purple, one of the two.
We'll find out.
First player we got is Kobe Timmerman. He's the son of Nick and Jen. Andrew Guggenbiller is going to be our catcher. He's the son of Chris and Katie.
Yep.
And Mason Greasy is going to pitch tonight, and he is the son of Rich and Julie. Then there's Kalen Fortkamp playing first base, son of Matt and Carmen. Sawyer Albers, our shortstop, son of Dave and Chelsea. Boston Bird, second baseman, son of Donnie.
Yep.
Donnie and Jackie.
Yep.
And Braden Greasy, playing right center. Dave and Cindy's boy. And Colton Timmerman's going to be playing left center. Nick and Jen's. On vacation, we got Holly and Ryan, Matt and Stacy.
No. That's
where are we at here?
Coy Ben.
Oh, Coy Ben and Marcus. Marcus Wenning are both on vacation. Their mom and dads are Holly and Ryan and Matt and Stacy.
I just got a text from a certain grandpa who said Wrigley gets it all of his skills from his grandpa. Not saying who the grandpa is.
So that'd be John Wendell.
I think that's exactly who it is. Considering I don't have his number, so I might be on the other side.
Oh.
So we're taking infield here, getting ready for game two, championship night here at the fort. And a beautiful evening for...
Oh, beautiful night for baseball.
It is a beautiful night for baseball. And we want to thank our sponsors. Neil, you want to go over who's sponsoring today?
We can go through a few of them here. Basically, everybody that advertises on Fort Recovery Radio. So it's K&L, Tractors, Calp Pharmacy, Wayne Street Market, Fowler Mechanical, Fort Recovery Dairy, Cooper Farms, Hull Brothers, Fort Recovery Insurance, B&T Contracting, Reisner Energy, Tin Cupboard, Hastings Auto Sales, Bailey's Piano Service, Klingshern and Sons Trucking, Vohr's Welding. I believe that is all of them.
Did I hear Bailey's Piano Service?
Yeah.
New sponsor on Fort Recovery Radio.
Yeah, He's the Joe Bailey that was the director for the one of the theater productions over in...
Yeah, Pearl's son?
No, not Pearl Bailey's son.
Won't you come home?
Pearl Bailey.
Won't you come home? One of my all-time favorite songs.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. So we got a big game coming up here, and I got one of this team is... And I got to talk a little bit about this boy. He's my neighbor boy, John Ben.
Yep.
And Jake texted me and says he's been up since 6:30.
Fired
this
up.
This morning, fired
oh,
up.
Oh, man. State championship game. Awesome.
So, and I can remember when we played.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, some things, like when you get old like we are, you don't remember. But you remember Little League games.
Little Leagues was fun.
Oh, my goodness. And this is...
We used to have Morris Collins and...
Yeah.
Actually, my coaches were two Hall of Famers.
They were?
You betcha. Two in the Fort Recovery Hall of Fame. Whitey Burns.
Whitey Burns.
And Jerry O'Bringer.
I was going to guess Jerry O'Bringer.
Two of the best.
Yeah, two of the best.
Two of my favorites.
I had Morris Collins, and I think Ralph Bechtel was one of our coaches.
Ralph,
yeah. Yep. So we had a lot of fun Little League back then and today, and we're getting ready for first pitch. Let's take a break. Let's pay some bills. And we will be back with the first pitch of the Major League
Finals.
Major
Leagues.
Wow. The fourth annual Win on the Wabash will be held on August 26th and 27th in Fort Recovery. This ages 18-plus event offers something for everyone, including music, food and drinks, exhibitors, vendors, games, and, of course, many ways to win. Our lineup of raffles includes the Saturday Super Raffle, Friday Night Toe-and-Go Raffle, pre-event 50-50, Friday Night and Saturday 50-50s, attendance drawings, and many other side raffles the days of the event. In total, nearly $1 million worth of prizes will be given away throughout the weekend. Other entertainment includes headlining musical artist Caitlin Schmidt, Saul Creek, Jake Worthington, and Drew Parker. Weekend entry wristbands can be purchased at the gate for only $10. Check out all the details at wowraffle.com, and we'll see you August 26th and 27th in Fort Recovery.
The 10th Annual Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament is coming up on July 22nd and 23rd at Fort Site Park. The tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery graduates, spouses, fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Your team should consist of former classmates graduating in the same year, or as needed, you can combine classes to form a team, and each team needs to have a minimum of 5 ladies and 5 guys per team. Be sure to reserve your team's spot in the alumni tournament before Monday, July 18th, by contacting Cole Wendell at 419-852-7141. The entry fee is $125 per team. Watch their Facebook page, 2022 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, for updates and game schedules. Food and refreshments will be available at the tournament, so grab the whole family and head down to Fort Site Park for a weekend full of fun and socializing with old and new friends. The 2022 Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, coming up on July 22nd and 23rd. Be sure to sign your team up before July 18th. Get down there. It's always a lot of fun visiting with friends you haven't seen for a while.
Hi, this is Stacy Fowler with the Fort Recovery Friends of the Arts. We invite you to join us at Bantrees Park on Sunday, June 26th at 7 p.m. for our first concert of the summer. We're so excited to welcome Fleetwood to the Max to Hyne Amphitheater. This group captures the signature sound of Fleetwood Mac with all of the notable and well-known songs you love.
For more information, please pick up a brochure, visit our website at FortRecoveryFriendsOfTheArts.com or find us on Facebook.
Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio this Independence Day as we will continue our tradition of presenting the reading of the Declaration of Independence as read by John F. Kennedy. We will broadcast this reading at the top of the hour at 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m. on Independence Day.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Don't miss the reading of the full document of the Declaration of Independence by John F. Kennedy this Independence Day at 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m. right here on Fort Recovery Radio.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.